This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're checking in with Lacey Osborne, CEO and President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Lacey, let's start out. There's some news that was announced by the Federal Office of Management and Budget that St. Tammany now will be its own MSA, which is an acronym for Metropolitan Statistical Area. Y'all were once part of New Orleans. Now you're the center of your own. Tell us about that.
That's correct. And word kind of got out on the street, and there was a lot of questions. First of all, what is OMB, the Office of Management and Budget, and what is MSA? So MSA, it is the main reason for the change is a drop in commuters to the South Shore. So the Metropolitan Statistical Area has been created only inclusive of not all of St. Tammany, but the cities of Slidell, Mandeville, and Covington. So the latest data showed that New Orleans Metairie MSA now includes Orleans, Jefferson, Plaquemines, St. Bernard, St. Charles, St. James, and St. John the Baptist. So up until now, St. Tammany was in that region. So it's not just the city of New Orleans, but the surrounding parishes.
Correct. And so because of the reduction in the number of commuters, and really, I guess, a reflection of you having your own microeconomy, so to speak, on the North Shore, contributed to this new designation, right?
Correct. So the population impact is, I think, the thing that most people relate to. So what is our population in St. Tammany alone? It's nearly 276,000. But in Orleans alone, it's 962,000. So there's still a big difference in the city and our parish. And the commuting
trend. You mean Orleans and the MSA, not just Orleans Parish, because they don't have much population. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, correct. Inclusive of these other parishes, I stated.
Right. Yes, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, and St. Tammany Parish, as far as new business creation, we have seen more activity, more businesses locating here. There's more of an effort. We have a very active economic development arm in St. Tammany Corporation. So there are, you know, people don't really understand when a cold storage place moves here or what the economic impact will be. But there's several projects in the works, and a few that have just located here. And so the job to population ratio in St. Tammany has increased from 232 jobs per 1,000 residents in 1990 to 346 jobs per 1,000 residents. So we are having stronger local employment growth.
So, Lacey, what happens next? So, obviously, so St. Tammany Parish now becomes the genesis of a new MSA. So let's talk about Tangipahoa to the west. I mean, you guys have a pretty symbiotic relationship with them on many, many fronts. Is there anticipation that they come into your MSA, or are they part of a different MSA, maybe Baton Rouge?
They are their own MSA. I was in conversation this morning with the Tangipahoa Chamber Director, and it is not all of Tangi, it is Hammond. So I don't really know all the details about them, but I do know that Tangipahoa is booming. They have businesses coming in, businesses that have established, and I can't say as of when, but of course after Katrina, similar to St. Tammany, but in recent years as well. So they are their own MSA. You know, we're not on our list to talk about, but the I-12 corridor is the most largely populated region in our state. We have one of the largest voting blocks. And Tangi, you know, we sometimes get confused on, okay, who is North Shore and who is part of Greater Baton Rouge? It's really a three-legged stool, but when we have events such as at the Capitol, we have an event we call North Shore Focus, and that includes St. Tammany, Washington, Tangi, and Livingston parishes. Even though Livingston's sort of more East Baton Rouge, they are considered North Shore. So this new designation is, it means good things for St. Tammany. An MSA typically is one or more parishes, or they call them counties, we call them parishes, and they are based on social and economic factors and typically centered around an urban core with a significant population. So I believe that we are, our population is growing, whether you like it or not. It's going to continue to grow. We're going to have issues to address along with that growth, including you always hear transportation, drainage. Well, housing is becoming an issue, and it's not just here in Louisiana or the North Shore. It is a nationwide issue. So
it seems to me that this is really a recognition of you guys having a lot of activities organically grown, right, within the confines of St. Tammany Parish, not relying upon other parishes as it relates to economic activity, changes in demographics, things of that nature, that really you're driving a lot of what's happening organically as opposed to others from the outside in. Does that make sense?
I agree with that, and it's not It's happening organically. I personally am a native of the city, New Orleans. I have been on the North Shore for 25 years now. And in my position with the chamber, of course, I meet a lot of people. And I would estimate, and this is pure Lacey figure, there's no research on this, but just the people I meet here and there, all over the place, I would guesstimate 35 to 40% of our residents are New Orleans natives. Now, since Katrina, we have a lot of St. Bernard as well, but we have them from all over. And so the North Shore is part of New Orleans, and we believe that New Orleans is part of the North Shore. And we didn't create this MSA. We didn't ask for it. It's just we got notice from the federal government that the OMB has made this change.
Well, you know, for what it's worth, my attitude is if you deserve it, you should have it. right? I mean, you know, that's just the way the cycle is going to go. There's no doubt that the tide rises for all of us, whether we're on the South Shore or the North Shore. We're connected in so many different ways, shapes, and forms. In the end, it doesn't really matter. It's not a competition, really, between you and us. It's a competition between us and them, you know, the rest of the Gulf South, right?
Correct. And, you know, we have this conversation a lot. And, again, we're all in this together. We want the city of New Orleans to thrive. We want all, you know, the east side of St. Tammany and the west side, we're building a bridge there. But having grown up in New Orleans, it was the lakefront crowd and then the uptown crowd and the West Bank. And so all parishes, communities have that. And I hate to use the word competition. It should be more coopetition. That's a word we made up. Cooperative mm-hmm. competition. We're all in this together. And so, again, becoming our MSA, it is organic. St. Tammany has been growing since 1960 when you look at the numbers. And I used to come over here to people's summer home or weekend home, and now the weekend home is the home. So yeah. It's fun to watch. You know, I was in the city this week on St. Charles Avenue, and it's great to have a region that has so much to offer for our quality of life.
And I'm sure you'll be at the Taylor Swift concert this weekend as well, right?
I love the city. I will not be there. I'm avoiding the city. Okay.
You're going to let judgment prevail. You're not going to get in with the masses this weekend. You're going to relax at home, right?
Correct. I'll be there the next weekend and the next weekend.
Well, you have a lot to do this weekend on the North Shore. There's a lot going on over there. Let's pivot and talk about that.
Okay. Well, the three primary cities that make up our new MSA, tonight is a busy night. Pick which one you want to go to. In Slidell, it's a very popular Old Town Slidell Halloween Zombie Crawl, and it's along the Fall Street Fair. They call it the Fall Street Fair, so it's along with that event, and that's in Slidell. Now, in Mandeville is Mandeville Live. They have a concert series. It's so popular. It's at their trailhead. They have a stage. Mandeville Live, tonight's performers are the Sugar Shakers. And Covington has a series of Final Friday Block Parties from, I believe it's May through October. And it's a car show. They bring in the old cars. And tonight is the final one of this year, and it will include trick-or-treating for the kids.
So that's and then just tomorrow night, they'll have the Field of Screams Halloween Trail at the Covington Rec Park as well, right?
Correct. And there's a lot of Halloween activities over here. So that is tomorrow night. And the concerts will continue at the Covington Trailhead on Halloween night, this Thursday, with Tyler Kinchin and the Right Pieces. And then, of course, the Mandeville Trailhead concerts will continue November 1st with two favorite bands. Deacon John will be November 1st, and Four Unplugged will be November 8th. And those are both at the Mandeville Trailhead. Very, very popular bands. No doubt it'll be a big crowd.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. A lot of what the city has had to offer, free fairs, festivals, things of that nature, you're seeing more and more of that on the North Shore. And you're also seeing more and more South Shore folks go to the North Shore for these events.
Our tourism numbers are also growing along with everything else in St. Tammany. I do know that all of our hotels are booked this weekend because of Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of my favorite things coming up is the Three Rivers Art Festival. And that is November 9th and 10th. They shut down Columbia Street, and the artists come, put up tents, and I usually go Saturday and Sunday. It's just it's like going to an art museum. They're just the arts, the crafts, the paintings, the various, and of course all the restaurants are open. There's food trucks out there, and it's only from 10 till 5 each day. It's very, very popular. But I think it's across the state, really. It's from Monroe and Shreveport all the way down here. Events are just all over, and it's part of our culture in Louisiana. We
absolutely
like to have fun, right?
Oh, no doubt. Lacey Osborne, thank you so much for joining us, CEO and President of the St. Tammany Chamber of Commerce. Have a great weekend. And folks, we just gave you a long list of things to do on the North Shore, understanding completely and totally that the city is slammed and you may not want to come this way. So have a great weekend, Lacey, and thank you so much for joining us.
Same to you. Thank you.
All righty, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. Our next guest is a call to action on our part. A lot going on. We've seen all of the stories about Hurricane Helene and Hurricane Milton, but there are always some downstream victims that you don't often hear about, and he's here to talk about it. He's the Director of Special Operations at St. Francis Animal Sanctuary. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, Jason. So tell us about this most recent challenge that you guys have.
As soon as the damage and devastation after Hurricane Helene hit North Carolina, we reached out to some of our network partners, specifically Best Friends Animal Sanctuary and our Best Friends. And we got with them and rescued some dogs from some flooded animal shelters in Rutherford, Tin, and Hendersonville, North Carolina.
And so how challenging of a situation is it? I mean, we've seen the scenes, and I'm sure every day there are more pets being found, right?
Oh, yeah, this is an ongoing situation. We, in fact, just this past week, we also brought in another 25 animals from Pinellas County in Florida after Milton. The goal here is for us to take in animals, move them out into successful outcomes through adoption or rescue transport. And then, you know, as soon as we have cleared some space, just continue to take in more. These situations are ongoing. It's going to be a good long while before they're back to normal.
Now, Jason, you guys have a special event where you'll be, featuring the dogs that were rescued from the hurricane. When and where will that be?
We will be at Canseco's Market in Metairie for our Halloween Hounds adoption event that will be featuring our first load of dogs that we took in from North Carolina for Hurricane Helene. We'll be there from 11 to 2 this Sunday, the 27th. We've also partnered with Marty Paws and their partner, Tito's Handmade Vodka, and thanks to both of them, we are going to be able to waive all adoption fees for this event. So it'll be free to adopters. There'll be some really cool goodie bags available. And we're just hoping to really get a lot of people out. The more dogs we get adopted out this weekend, the quicker I can turn around and offer to take in some more animals from these affected areas.
How many dogs will you be bringing to the event on Sunday?
We have 23 dogs coming to this event on Sunday.
And that'll be at Canseco's. It's where I shop all the time from 11 to 2. And that's right there on Metairie Road. It's right next to Oakland Heart, actually, right?
Yep.
It's a great location. And that's awesome. I know you said that this tragic situation over there is continuing. What are you hearing from your folks that you're working with over there?
Well, they're attempting to get back to some state of normalcy as quickly as possible. But the reality of it is that this, in particular in North Carolina, that's going to take some time. I mean, Hendersonville was completely underwater. And, you know, just because the shelters are closed doesn't mean that the need for housing animals in those areas goes away. And that's where we come in. You know, we offer the support that they need to continue offering services to their public. And, you know, that's the goal. That's how we help.
Jason, I got to imagine they did a lot to try and reconnect their pets with their owners, right?
Well, so the vast majority of these animals that we're taking are animals that have been within the sheltering system for quite some time. There are ongoing efforts for, you know, there are obviously a ton of strays after a situation like this. Those aren't really the animals that are being transported out. We're really handling the animals that were already long-term residents within the shelter system.
In order to create space for them to bring in the others while they try to find their owners, right?
Exactly. This is how we assist them in continuing to assist their public.
Because they couldn't do that job because they just don't have the capacity to do it unless the area surrounding in other states step up and help.
Exactly. And you know how it goes. We ourselves live in hurricane country. So, you know, mm-hmm. We all get it. We all know very intimately the kind of help that is needed in situations like this. And we took one look at it and, you know, we immediately made the phone call and jumped to it.
So, folks, the call to action is to visit the folks with the St. Francis Animal Sanctuary. They're going to be at Canseco's on Metairie Road. You got Biblos right across the parking lot. You got Oakwood Heart right next door. Canseco's is right there from 11 to 2 p.m. Sunday, October 27th. That's this Sunday. It's way before the Taylor Swift concert. So if you're going to the concert, you can still go out there and look at whether or not you're willing to adopt a pet. And thanks to Marty Paws and Tito's, the adoptions are free. So the fees are waived. They have put up the dollars to make sure that that's done because obviously they believe in this as well. And we thank them for that in doing it, because that makes it a lot easier, right? And get through that process and everything else. So, Jason, thank you so much for joining us today and filling us in about this incredible project that you guys are working on, and we're happy to help out.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Jason. All right, on to talk on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ann. Ann, you're up. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Noo. I just wanted to say how much... Hi, Noo.
Yes, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I am so appreciative of St. Francis for what they do it, what they're doing. And I just wanted to just tell them how much I appreciate everything they are doing for the animals on in North Carolina and in Florida.
Absolutely. And if you would, and spread the word about the Halloween adoption program from 11 to 2 p.m. at Canseco's on Sunday the 27th.
I will. Thank you so much, Noel.
Thank you. Folks, give us a shout, 504-260-1870. We're going to go to a break, but when we come back, we'll go to the talk lines. No Filter Friday, we'd love to hear about you. You want to talk about the election? You want to ask me a question? You want to talk about anything that we talked about this week? Now's the time. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You've heard me talk about this about this country and our immigration policy and how it's intrinsically linked to so many other things that we should be monitoring to make sure that each and every part of the immigration system that we have actually makes sense. Well, as a result of a lot of pressure being put on Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Canada, it seems as though he's responding to what the public has recognized there for a while. Canada previously set a target of 500,000 new permanent residents in 2025, but under the new plan, Canada will decrease that target by 21% to 395,000. And after 2025, the limit will shrink by 4% each year as the government looks to set a target of 365,000 new permanent residents by 2027. And on top of that, for the first time ever, Canada will set a target for temporary immigrants. The new limitations will impact international students and foreign workers, and they'll see admittance of these non-permanent residents drop by more than half, 445,000 in 2025 and 26. The previous number allowed was about 800,000 in 2023. And what's interesting is, obviously, about 97% of the country's population has grown due to that. But what they recognize is housing shortages have worsened, inflated rent prices, sound familiar, strained public services, and rising unemployment. 58% of Canadians now feel that immigration levels are too high. And according to a poll by Environics Institute, which found public opinion on immigration levels has effectively flipped from being acceptable, if not valuable, to being problematic. And it's obvious we're seeing this not only on the border states, but we're seeing this in the interior of this country. But we have this failure by this administration in looking at all of these factors. Obviously, the Canadians are getting it. And what do? They take the action, and the prime minister there puts in a plan. Our president, on the other hand, wants to blame it on Congress, whereby he undid a whole lot that was done by the previous administration, and he engaged in his own executive orders, his own executive actions that were contrary to common sense of what was happening in this country. And now we have a crisis, and now we have an election, and now all of a sudden we're changing positions on so many of these things because we're reading the polls, that the sentiment of the voter out there gets it. You know why they get it? They feel it. You know why they feel it? They know what goes on in their neighborhoods better than anybody else, better than law enforcement, better than parish presidents, county presidents, county officials, parish officials. You know it. I know it. We know it better than anyone. The question is the willingness to listen to the constituency of what they feel about the fabric of their community and whether or not it is going to a place that they are not comfortable with. You know, when you think about it, it makes sense, right? I mean, we are the ones that are paying the taxes, right? We are the ones that are financing all of this and making it happen, right? Why is it that we would not be the ones that would be listened to by our leaders? Why is it that they know better? Especially in light of the fact that they're living in bubbles. For the vast majority of these individuals that are telling us what we should be willing to accept and what we shouldn't be willing to accept, they're living in these bubbles that just don't have these situations. And now more than ever, in the aftermath of the pandemic, they're all walking around with security teams behind fences, but the border wall is a bad thing, being paid for by their campaign funds. And meanwhile, the rest of the country has to deal with the risk. While they're pontificating and engaging in rhetoric about their ideological bent, that most people are realizing that's all fine and dandy, but none of that is making any sense for us. Because what we feel and what we see in our neighborhoods and in our communities doesn't feel right. And we don't like walking down the street looking over our shoulder. We recognize when there's not a delivery system that's going to adequately provide sustenance to folks that make sense. We know that we have a population already greater than 40 million that live below the federally identified poverty level. And we see and feel that challenge each and every day in our communities. One of the issues that's at the forefront, and everybody should recognize this, and this hasn't necessarily been a situation that was brought about by like open borders and no immigration policy at all for the most part, just enforce the existing laws that are on the books now, and we can call it a day and we'd be all much better for it. The homelessness challenge that we have. That's a byproduct of that 40 plus million people that are challenged that we do not have an adequate answer for, nor do we even know whether or not we have the financial or fiscal oomph to deliver the services to those folks. We talk as though we do, as the debt rises to over $35 trillion, and we're engaged in bastardized prioritization, where we're giving money away to folks that don't really need the money. We're engaging in forgiveness programs where people that have a net worth of $12, $13, $14 million are the beneficiary of this. and we're not directing the resources where we need to direct it in order to resolve these issues so that the fabric of our community becomes something more in line that we have been familiar with for the past three decades. And we say little because we're afraid that we're going to be characterized as a xenophobe or racist or this or that or some other term of art that that comes to the forefront in the past 5, 6, or 7 years, because they want us to feel bad about having a fabric of our community that we're comfortable with. Well, I don't know about you folks, but I work damn hard for my money. And you do too. And we play this game by the rules as much as possible each and every single solitary day, setting an example for our kids. Help shape their moral compass. I am not going to be thwarted by the risk of some label or some name that somebody comes up with. And I'm not going to apologize for the request of a citizen privilege. And I don't think anybody else should either. Because we've been footing the bill our entire adult life. We should not have to make excuses for feeling the way that we feel. I mean, I completely understand why folks love to be here. The same reasons that we invest here, that we work hard here, we raise our family here, we get it. But we should not have to be in the compromising position each and every day. Certainly the country benefits from, you know, this is the interesting thing. I get these texts. It's not that we're against an immigration policy. We have one right now. So let's just stick to the immigration policy we have now until it changes. Because the one that we have now, if we fully embraced it and enforced the rules and regs that are in this policy, we would be okay. The problem is, everybody makes these assumptions, and they've never read the damn policy. Go read it. And maybe you're going to gain a better understanding of what everybody's talking about. And then maybe you can stop calling people names when you have no idea what it is you're talking about. And maybe spend more time in the body of information that's being provided as opposed to just the headlines. And then maybe collectively and collaboratively together, we can influence some of the political leaders to stand up and make some courageous choices. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Folks, as you know, the month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we always set aside some time to talk to Dr. John Colfrey, breast surgical oncologist at LCMC Health, as well as Dr. Ellen Zachris, radiation oncologist with LCMC Health. So we're going to talk about a bunch of different things, right? Genetic testing, who fits the criteria, what's a BRCA test, what's a panel test, is the test 23andMe real genetic testing, mammography, is it still the best test for breast cancer and detecting it? What about breast MRI? Is there blood work tests for cancers? There's a lot of information in the media about all of this right now. We'll try and touch on all of that. And we want to answer your questions as well. So you can text us at 504-260-1870 or give us a shout and we'll get you on with Dr. Colfrey and Dr. Zachris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.